What to do when disfellowshipped? Question number 90. Should those of us who have been disfellowshipped continue to attend church services? If so, and if the opportunity there presents itself for us to speak a word incident to present truth, should we? But what if we are asked to say nothing suggestive of present truth? Should we acquiesce and remain silent forever? And what shall we do if they do not let us participate in the communion service? Answer. Our relation to the church is the same as was John the Baptist's, Jesus Christ's, and the apostles. We have a message to proclaim to the church, and though the church officials order us out, as the Sanhedrin ordered the apostles out of the temple, we must in a righteous way refuse to leave, and must continue returning to the church. For if we depart, and stay away, and become strangers, how, then, shall we proclaim the message to our people? All must realize, however, that it ill becomes a Christian to cause any disturbance at any time, especially during church services. Neither is it possible for any of us by such methods to present the message to them or to convince them that we are speaking the words of life. By witnessing silently, reverently, and circumspectly in church and out of church, we shall give provocation for naught but false accusations. In Sabbath school, it is perfectly right and permissible to answer questions which arise in connection with the lesson. For this, they cannot justly accuse anyone of causing disturbance, as it is in no wise an infraction of the constituted purpose and rules of the Sabbath school. But if anyone should be specifically requested not to answer questions, then let him refrain from doing so rather than cause contention and displeasure. It is wrong to create controversy or to argue over any points which may arise. Nothing but harm to the cause of present truth can result from such procedure. Let your deportment win the people's confidence. Two of the chief reasons for not staying away from Sabbath school and church services are: one, that we would be depriving ourselves of the privilege of public worship in the church we help build, and two, that by absenting ourselves from services, we would become strangers to our brethren and would have to become reacquainted with them if ever we were to give the message to them. By continuing, though, to go to church, we are then, after the congregation is dismissed, afforded an opportunity to speak with the brethren in the interest of the message, urging them to investigate for themselves, either by attending our studies or by reading the publications of present truth. Also, there is always an opportunity to get one or more new names and addresses to send in for our mailing list. So, if we voluntarily stay away from the church services, we lay ourselves open to the charge of being offshoots from the body, and at the same time forfeit the opportunity of coming in contact with the congregation. Moreover, if in this wise we separate ourselves, then in the fulfillment of Ezekiel 9, when those who have not the mark are taken away, we shall not have the same right to claim an inheritance in the denomination. In regard to our participating in the denomination's communion service, we believe that inasmuch as it regularly celebrates this ordinance, we should take part in it in so far as is possible. For should we voluntarily absent ourselves from it, we should then give them a wrong impression. If the church refuses to serve us or to let us serve others in the ordinance of humility, there is nothing we can do but wait until the service is over. And if they ignore us when passing the bread and the wine, we are not to murmur or say anything, but to endure patiently the slight. By so demeaning ourselves, the honest ones in the congregation will see the unchristlike attitude and the folly of the church officers, and will begin to arouse and take in the situation. Though we may, against our will, be excluded from participating in the ordinances, we nevertheless shall have our names in the book of life, and like the unbaptized thief on the cross, shall enter paradise for having done our very best. Therefore, brethren, let us be faithful in our attending church services and in our deportment, lest, a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Hebrews 4:1.